The recycling sector has welcomed recent commitments from New South Wales and WA to phase out single-use plastic. Nationally, only Tasmania and the Northern Territory are still to make a commitment to abandon all single-use plastic by 2025. The industry is moving ahead too with the 2025 National Packaging Targets. That's a voluntary scheme to reduce the amount of plastic waste going to landfill. Gail Sloan is the CEO of the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia. Gail, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The states have signed on and industries to a single-use plastic being phased out by 2025 across Australia. Are we on track for that?
That's a hard one. We are with some states with some items. So we've seen South Australia clearly ban a number of items in April this year. Mm-hmm. And we've seen Queensland move its legislation in ACT as well. Generally, packaging on a shelf, though, in a supermarket is a different kettle of fish, for want of a better term, and whether they're on track to be their target of 100% recyclable, reusable or compostable, I would query.
Okay, well, let's go to that, because the federal government launched a national plastics plan in March that repeated that promise that you've just said there, that all packaging in Australia will be either reusable, recyclable or compostable by 2025. That's only 4 years away. How are we doing with that? How achievable do you think is that target?
I think it's not an easy target to achieve when one considers that, we're losing access to current export markets at this time in June for low-value plastics, and we've still got too much. So when I say low-value plastics, I mean scrunchy plastics, you know, not water bottles and not milk bottles. We have too much poor quality plastics on the shelf that don't have anywhere to be recycled.
So when you say we're losing markets for that, what do you mean? What's different?
So what's changing in 1 July, the global market for mixed plastics, low-value plastics, with the export bans that are coming in, will no longer be accessible to Australia, and we don't necessarily have enough infrastructure, nor should we, because it's low-value plastics in Australia. So there's going to be products on the shelf that doesn't have a home in Australia.
So shouldn't our local industry be stepping up to that challenge? Surely that's not beyond us.
We're stepping up to that challenge very clearly in some of the high-value plastics. So water bottles, milk bottles, PET, HDP and polypropylene, the yogurt cups. Mm-hmm. But a lot of other plastics, there's too little volume of it and it's not easily recovered that we arguably shouldn't be stepping up for. So the conversation is beginning around, should we be even making products that's in soft plastics? Do we need that product? And is it even possible to recover or recycle it? So some jurisdictions like New Zealand and Europe are designing that plastics out, and that's where we need APCO to get stronger in actually designing out those problematic low-value materials faster.
Well, again, isn't that up to industry to design, as you say, to design that plastic out?
Yeah, it is the packaging industry, so that's outside of my remit. I've just got to keep encouraging.
Okay.
And we saw New South Wales this week say that they were concerned potentially that APCO wouldn't make its targets, and they're going to bring in a design framework in their legislation that could possibly force packagers to move faster if they don't meet their 2025 targets to design those sort of materials out.
Can I just step you back again, Gail, to explain again what those low-value plastics are? What sorts of things we see them in on our shelves?
We should not buy things that are in, for example, polystyrene. So when you see your meat in polystyrene, we can't actually recover that.
There's a polystyrene tray with plastic wrap across it, don't buy it.
Avoid it. And Fran, you're dead on. What we actually have to do is help consumers to actually not choose materials that we can't use, right?
Because I would say most of us have absolutely no idea. I mean, all those plastic containers you get your berries in, for instance, are they positive or negative? You know, I would have no idea.
Well, yeah, I think they're LDPE, so they're lower value and they're harder to recover. So, yeah, we should there is a lot of them, and our goal should be first instance to avoid. I was laughing at the weekend at the supermarket. I managed to have no plastic bags through my fruit and veggie shop. We should actually be focusing on avoiding it, and if we can't, we actually need to focus on those containers that are reusable, and if not, we need to focus on higher value, so PET, a water bottle is made of polyethylene, milk bottles are made of HDPE, or go to cardboard and paper, because we know we can recover that. So we need to think about what we purchase.
Where are we? Yeah, that puts it all on the consumer, though. It takes it back to the packages and the manufacturers. Where are we at on compostable plastics? Is that the future?
Composts have a role to play in the future, but there's a challenge for us in the industry at this time. We do not have the infrastructure for takeaway in public place, but also not all jurisdictions, New South Wales being one example, accept compostable packaging in the bin. So, you know, the role of compostable packaging is one that's actively got to be debated at present, because we're not necessarily able to receive that product, and we shouldn't be creating another problem for ourselves by pushing out a packaging that doesn't necessarily have a home.
There seems to be not a lot of rush around this. I mean, we've had plastics plans, the latest one from New South Wales Waste and Sustainable Material Strategy is 2041. And we've also got FOGO, which is the Food and Organics and Garden Organics Bin. I live in a council where we have that, actually, and it came in pretty quickly. But I understand that, you know, most the deadline for that across the country is 2030. Why so slow?
It takes a long time to roll out bins to 27 million households. And I think that's...
Yeah, but each council does it one by one, and the council I live in has done it pretty quickly. Why can't each council just replicate that? It's not like a national vaccine rollout.
Hopefully it's faster. But the cost involved for each council is very, very challenging and needs to be managed and aligned with their contracts they do. But you're right, what we've seen since China in 2018 is a lot more emphasis on our industry. And, you know, this is the second year in a row that we've had money in the federal budget that we've never had for years before. So we're actually embarking on a very ambitious diversion target of 80% by 2030, when we've actually been sitting around probably 48, 50% for many, many years. So Australia is absolutely gearing up, and some areas are not going anywhere near as fast as they should be, given carbon emissions and the relationships with material management, but we're definitely on the path now.
There's got to be money in it, you'd think. Gail Sloan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Gail Sloan is the CEO of Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association Australia.